This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation confirmed another positive case of coronavirus in Bethel. The individual, who resides in a YK Delta village, was tested in Bethel, where they are also self-isolating. YKHC would not say which village the person is from to protect the patient's privacy. The individual was tested three times on Monday, first with the rapid test that returned positive, then with a lab test that came back negative. YKHC says this negative result does not mean the person is free of the virus. It only means the sample did not have enough virus for the test to detect it. A third test will be processed by a state lab, and these results will return in several days. YKHC is contacting people who've been in close proximity to the individual and sent a team to the patient's village yesterday to conduct widespread testing. This marks the seventh coronavirus case YKHC has announced to date and the fourth over the past week. The first case in the YK Delta was confirmed in Bethel 2 months ago. Then, a Nunapachuk resident tested positive. The third case was a Quinnahock resident that YKHC said was likely a false positive. Over the past week, two non-residents traveled into Bethel and received positive test results. And on Friday, a YK Delta Village resident tested positive while in Anchorage. Last month, Governor Dunleavy opened up businesses fully and rolled back most state health mandates aimed at reducing the spread of COVID-19. Over the past week, the number of cases among Alaskans grew by over 100 to 664 total cases to date. According to state data, Alaska has the fifth highest rate of transmission for coronavirus in the nation. YKHC warns that the public health risk from the pandemic continues and urges everyone to avoid non-essential travel, to practice hand washing and social distancing, to wear a mask in public, and to frequently disinfect high-touch surfaces in your home. Symptoms of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, include fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, and a diminished sense of taste or smell. Anyone with these symptoms is asked to not go to the Bethel Hospital or Village Clinic, but to instead call YKHC at 543-6949. Next in economic news, a recent report from a financial research firm says the proposed Donlin Gold mine in the YK Delta will never be built. The mine could be one of the biggest gold producers in the world if completed, but the research firm says it costs too much to actually build. But that firm can make a lot of money from its report, and one of the mining companies strongly disagrees with it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger looks into whether the financial firm has a solid case.
My name's Tim Murray. I'm an analyst with J Capital Research.
Murray lives in Australia, and what he does is research companies to see if their stock is worth buying or selling. More specifically,
we focus on short research. That is, we help companies to make money from stocks going down. So we try and identify companies that are overvalued and present them to the market.
The firm acknowledges that their bias in bold letters on the report and on its website. J Capital Research and its clients stand to make a lot of money if a company's stock price declines. And after the firm released its report on one of the companies developing the mine on May 28th, that company, NovaGold, has seen its stock steadily drop. So what does the report say? It says that NovaGold is overvalued because the Donlin Gold mine is actually too expensive to build. Murray claims that NovaGold executives are touting the mine to make themselves richer. It works like this. Stocks are part of the financial compensation for NovaGold executives, and then they can sell it.
Because they can make money whilst the market believes in it, while they issue themselves shares and options, and then they can sell them at inflated prices because they keep pushing the mine, they become personally wealthy.
NovaGold released its own report in response. CEO Greg Lang says the J Capital Research report is
more than anything else, I think we've all experienced it, but it's indicative of the power of disinformation when it spreads on the internet.
His company points out inaccuracies in a line-by-line analysis. For instance, One argument in Jay Capital's report is that employees selling shares indicates the company is overvalued.
They made a lot of statements about employees selling shares, my ownership, and so on, were just simply erroneous. My ownership in NovaGold has steadily increased since I joined the company, and it will continue to do so.
Those stock sales Jay Capital is talking about, NovaGold says that can happen because there's a deadline attached to the shares that executives receive. So executives must sell those shares before that deadline or forfeit them. Murray says there's no legal limit to how much stock a company executive can own, and that selling those shares now, instead of waiting for the stock to rise even more when the mine is built, shows the executives themselves don't believe that will happen. And Jay Capital didn't stop at the financial inside baseball. It also focused on the massive infrastructure that Donlin Gold has to build before it can start mining. The mining operations will require a lot of energy, so Donlin Gold has proposed building a large power plant fed by natural gas that is transported through a 315-mile pipeline. That pipeline crosses mountains and will be built on permafrost. Jay Capital analysts argue that kind of terrain makes it unlikely that Donlin can build the pipeline. Lang says that's not true.
And we believe it, that the pipeline is completely feasible as we've presented it. You know, just because some unknown expert says it can't be done, I think I would rather put my faith with the Alaska contractors who know and understand Alaska. They've walked the pipeline. It's been well studied.
The Jay Capital Research Report cited growing costs in pipeline construction as one major hurdle facing Donlin's pipeline project. NovaGold and its partner, Barrick Gold, the largest gold mining company in the world, need $6.7 billion up front to build the mine.
You know, NovaGold has always been very careful with our money. We have a strong treasury. And when us and Barrick think the time is right, we will move forward to update that study.
Lang says the companies will start updating its feasibility study by the end of 2020 to see how much it will cost to build the mine, but he didn't specify what market conditions and gold prices are ideal for building the Donlin Mine project. Right now, gold prices are around $1,700 per ounce. That's considered a good price for gold. 2 years ago, KYUK asked financial firm S&P Global about the Donlin Gold Mine. Gold prices were hovering at $1,400 an ounce at the time, and the firm said then that the gold market was pretty good, but the cost to build the Donlin Gold Mine was the biggest hurdle. That's a common challenge facing Alaska infrastructure projects because most of them cannot be reached by roads. Donlin Gold wants to build the mine in a remote part of Alaska, and the only way to get there is by small plane. NovaGold floated some ideas of reducing the cost in earnings calls, but nothing has been settled on yet. But Lang says NovaGold and Barrick still plan on building the mine.
You know, Barrick and NovaGold are completely aligned on where we see this project.
KYUK reached out to Barrick Gold for comment. The company did not respond. Meanwhile, NovaGold stock fell even more the day they released their defense of the Donlin Gold Mining Project. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
Lastly, two Black Lives Matter protests have happened in Bethel, and KYUK is holding a community discussion to hear from some of the people involved. A diverse panel will share personal stories on race and law enforcement in Bethel. Join the conversation tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock live on KYUK 640 AM. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.